Claiming our minds for power is everything. But what is the mind? Could it be a seed that seeks its source? A seed infused with the power of continuous growth, so long as it holds to its questions, but which in a class system of forced divisions and frozen statuses is lost in a sea of lost souls, stuck under the false authority of the few, those who covet power, i.e. control of the coerced energy of the many with which to craft the future, the world they want. The Plato's tribesmen covet the voice of authentic authority, that which feeds our need for growth authentically, Paul's voice, in order to have influence over our minds, lull them to sleep, and cause us to relinquish our unique gifts from the infinite. This key strategy, particularly in those moments like the one we're in, when our eyes are open, had, for reasons to do with rule maintaining its look of legitimacy, had to be disguised, made sanctioned discourse provided by the global state as thought, as they continuously screen out truth, the voice of authentic authority, of the true prophets, the ones who choose love as the material basis for our lives. We cannot sit with the work of the prophets and not begin to think big, as their analysis spans millennia and necessarily brings us with them. The only reality is the truth, spirit. That is what must live in the world. The Plato's tribesmen may butter a threat, pretend they're in your debt, but the price tag for a soul is the infinite. Sometimes it feels like my every other thought is, what is wrong with these people? And even when you know, it's shocking. Yes, they were treated sadistically, turned into tools as children, but still, no, but still, that's it. No more sadistic, utilitarian treatment of children. There, solved it. As the torture goes on, we so need Paul. My son said to me just now, we need a clear, succinct way of saying what fascism is. And I replied, the state. False authority in all its guises. As Proudhon says, the rule of man by man is absurd. It halts our growth. It uses our nature against us to attempt to change our nature. Hating on our nature is hating on the infinite. It's that simple, isn't it? And we'll continue this next week. If you fight for love, you're not alone. Stay strong. And as Prince says, power to the ones aware. There's nothing bigger than this. I love you. Till next week. Peace.